Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title with the show.
My name is Joel Myers. I am a illusionist and magician.
And we are speaking because he's going to be giving a free virtual performance, but hoping to be a fundraiser. Donations welcome. It's called Facets Organization. They're working to prevent and end homelessness in Fairfax County. Hey, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Absolutely, man. Really happy to be here.
Okay, so the event is this Saturday at 7 p.m. It'll be a virtual event. First of all, have you ever done a virtual magic show before? Like, or is this your new life in the pandemic?
Yeah, so basically, as soon as the that's a good question. As soon as the pandemic hit, you know, I won Magician of the Year 2020 last year, which was a really bad year to win it. But basically what ended up happening was my agents and I put our heads together, said, how are we going to switch my live tour? And so we immediately started doing virtual shows, and I was one of the most booked in this. I mean, I'm doing 2, 3, sometimes 4 or 5 a day. Just today I have 2, tomorrow I have 3. So yeah, I'm doing them all the time, but usually they're for private organizations. So this one is public and it's for such a great cause.
Yeah. So exactly how does it work? You know, I've seen live streams, you know, maybe like concerts, like a musician, they have like a little studio decked out in their basement or whatever. But for an illusionist, you know, there's so many usual props and stuff involved. Like, do you have a similar area carved out in your home, or do you have like a local warehouse you go to, or where do you film it?
Yeah. So I have a studio that I film at, and I had a studio before where I always, you know, filmed stuff anyways, and, you know, and did a lot of my work from. So yeah, so I film from a studio. And then the thing that's really cool is it's extremely interactive. So I've done a lot of television shows like America's Got Talent, Penn and Teller Fool Us, you know, things like that. So I'm already, you know, accustomed to doing stuff in front of the camera. And so what's really cool is I had to figure out a way to where I could get people involved. Instead of people just watching the show, I really wanted to get people involved. So that's the coolest part about a virtual magic show is it's live. It's like you're watching a live television magic show, except you get to be involved with it throughout every part of the show. I bring people in while I'm reading people's minds, or literally having somebody take a deck of cards from their own house, and I reach through the screen and pull the playing card out, kind of thing. It's very, very, very unique, very cool, and it's such an amazing way to see a show.
Reaching through the screen, now that if that's not magic, I don't know what is.
Yeah, they basically hold the playing card above their above their screen, and then they drop it, and then I catch it from my side. It's very cool.
That is awesome. The possibilities of that are endless. Wait, so real quick, just so I have the journalistic detail logistics. So where is the studio that you film at? Like, where are you based out of?
Okay. So, my wife's, mother is from, Fairfax County originally, and that's where the whole connection comes from. Then, I've lived in LA. I did, a residency show in Hawaii, and now we just bought our dream beach house down in Florida. So we're in Apollo Beach, Florida, near Tampa, and that's where my studio is.
That's awesome. And then in terms of filming it, are these, you know, is this like a live stream? Well, it's got to be live streaming if you're interacting. I guess my question is do you ever do edits? Because that's, you know, I've seen some musicians and or not musicians, magicians. And you're like, well, they could have masked it in the edit. But explain why doing this live and in person and interacting means that there's no tricks here. Yeah. You know, it's all happening.
Yeah. So the way that you really know that this is completely live right from the beginning is right in the beginning, I explain how we're using, you know, this camera angle throughout. And I immediately show how there's no camera tricks or anything like that involved. And so the way that you really know that it's live is in every bit of the show, I have somebody involved from the audience, people who, you know, who are watching the show. I bring them into the show and they're involved live as it's happening. Also, we can do things like people can do commenting and that kind of thing. And I can talk about the comments throughout the show. So you really can get the sense that not only is it live, but it's extremely interactive, which, again, I think is the coolest part about the show.
Awesome. You mentioned that you do some card tricks, but rattle off, you know, some of the different types of magic tricks we'll see. I mean, I don't want to spoil the, you know, the big surprises, but if you could list maybe just a couple of the types of tricks we see.
So a few of the things that I do I do something where I read somebody's mind and their name appears or the name of somebody that they're thinking of. It appears in a really cool, magical way. I do something that's a very famous type of trick, but I do it in my own way with a nail, a spike, and you put it in a bag and you mix it around. And I have an audience member from the other side of the screen tell me which bag to slam, and I slam my hand down on the bags, eliminating the bags until the very end. Hopefully the spike is in the last bag that they did not name. So things like that.
Yeah, hopefully. Have you ever had it where it wasn't and you cut your hand?
I haven't. I've never messed up with that, but I've cut my hand with things. I've broken ribs with things. I've messed up for things. Oh, sure. I mean, there's parts that I've done with razor blades or with nails or with I used a tarantula in America's Got Talent. And that, you know, those things shoot hairs. So yeah, I mean, I've gotten, you know, you get injured doing this stuff sometimes, but overall, you know, I'm a working pro. So I usually have people consulting, helping me and that kind of thing, so I can get it done correctly.
Yeah, hopefully. All right. Tell us a little bit more about you. You know, where'd you grow up? How'd you get into magic? You know, and what, were you watching another, you know, Copperfield on TV or something, or how did you get into it?
Yeah. So the way that I got into magic is whenever I was about 6 years old, I was always a performer, and I started performing little magic tricks that my dad showed me. My dad used to do magic, and he would do like children's shows and birthday parties and that kind of thing. And so I'm a Midwest boy originally. So I'm from Missouri originally. We lived out in the country. My dad was big into making sure that we were always creative. So he never let me go and, you know, watch a lot of television, play video games, that kind of thing. He always made sure I was always doing creative things. So magic was always just the thing that kind of stuck with me. I always say I didn't get into magic. Magic got into me. And so I just kept working at it. And, you know, it just kept going from there. I ended up getting agents and a manager as I got a little older, 17, 18, more people that I work with who kind of believed in me and I believed in them. And then it just took off from there. And I never thought it would get to the point that it's gotten to. So I'm very blessed.
Yeah. So tell me how, you know, you've sort of outlined how it sort of, you know, started and grew into a legit career and, you know, continued to grow and grow. How did you actually get onto America's Got Talent and the Penn and Teller show? Like, tell me how exciting that was when you get those calls.
Yeah. So the first TV show I ever did was a TV show called Wizard Wars on the Sci-Fi Channel. And that was with Penn and Teller. And some people will remember it. It was about like maybe 8 years ago or something like that. A lot of really big magicians now who are really getting well known now were on that. That was like their first show. We all met that way. And so that was the first TV show I ever did on the Sci-Fi Channel. And then that kind of led to each thing. So that led to Penn and Teller Fool Us. A lot of the same production people worked on Wizard Wars they did on Fool Us. And then that led to America's Got Talent. And then now I star every summer on a TV show called Masters of Illusion on the CW network. So Masters of Illusion is on every Friday during the summertime. And that's another TV show that I'm on all the time in the summertime. And so just kind of one thing always led to another. And then, you know, my social media presence and my live touring shows where I tour and do, you know, these big theaters and, you know, every once in a while I'll do cruise ships if I want to bring my family with me and my kids and my wife and stuff. And so, you know, it's you know, the kind of thing where I always say art is work. And the more that you work at it, you know, the more you'll be, the better you'll do. And so it's just always how much you put into it is how much you're going to get out of it. So that's really, you know, that's really how it worked out for me.
Awesome. And then that brings us all the way to the present day. You said that you were named the Magician of the Year of 2020. What organization bestows that? And how excited were you when you got called that?
Yeah. So I won Magician of the Year 2020, and it was very exciting. And it's something that you dream about when you're a little kid, that kind of stuff. And I watched television shows that now I get to be on, or shows that are produced by the same people that produced those TV shows when I was a kid. And so having those kinds of honors, winning something like that is really incredible. It was a funny year to win that, because when I won it, my management team, my agents, we were all so excited because my tour schedule was slammed. Everything was great. And then immediately after I won it, I'm talking the same week is whenever the COVID stuff hit and everything. And we just watched as all my tour stuff just got wiped out. And that's why the virtual shows were such an incredible thing. And I've been able to be home the past year and watch my 1 year old grow up. Cause he's only been alive during the COVID stuff, you know? And so, being able to be home and experiencing all of that. And so, but yeah, it was definitely a funny, interesting year to win that award.
For sure. Who names that? Sorry if you said it. What's the group?
Okay, so that's the Association for the Promotion of Campus Activities. So I won it in the college market. Okay. So the college market, I do big college tours and perform all these you know, colleges. Like my college tour just started on Friday in the virtual world. So I'm doing like, you know, 20 college shows in the next 20 days, virtual shows every day in between the corporate shows and that kind of thing. So yeah, so the Association for the Promotion of Campus Activities is where I won Magician of the Year.
Cool, man. Congrats. That's a big deal.
Thanks, man.
All right. Well, just bringing a full circle to this event that we're doing here in Fairfax County. Again, it's called, it's Facets is the group. I'll have to Google what the acronym stands for, but I know they fight homelessness and in Fairfax County Falls Church, there are more than 1,000 homeless people at the moment. A lot of them working families with children. So explain to you why, you know, why just talk a little bit about why this is such a good cause, you know, why it's a big deal for you.
Yeah, this is an amazing cause. Facets is just a great nonprofit that helps people suffering from poverty, specifically in Fairfax County. And, you know, lately with COVID, the need has grown big time. Facets and its volunteers have been working, you know, so much tirelessly to feed and house people and help kids living in some of the largest subsidized housing communities adapt to online learning. And so they're just, you know, they're an amazing group and they're doing amazing things. And I'm really excited to be a part of it. You know, the event, this virtual show is free. So it is free for people, but we strongly encourage donations because it's, you know, it's the kind of thing where you're going to be able to go have a great time watching this virtual show without even leaving your home. You get to just sit, you know, on your, you get to just sit on, you know, on your couch and enjoy just being at home. And you know, it's a beautiful thing. I'm really happy to be a part of it.
Awesome. Well, we're excited to see it and are grateful that you're doing it. Again, it's Saturday, this Saturday at 7 p.m. How long does it run? Is it like an hour or what do we got?
Yeah, it's about an hour. And then in between, there'll be you'll be hearing from Facets a little bit. And so, yeah, but it's about an hour show. It's extremely family friendly. You know, it's I'll be doing magic and, you know, doing my act. And then in between, you know, we'll be talking about the cause as well. So, yeah.
All right. We'll make poverty and homelessness disappear if we can. We're going to try.
Good. That's a good one. Nice.
We're going to try it, man. All right, cool. Well, thanks again, everybody. Joel Myers, the celebrity magician. You've seen him all over TV, and now you'll get to see him from the comfort of your home. So, hey, thanks for doing this. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason. Really appreciate it.
All right, see you Saturday.
See you, buddy.